You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Victor Rucci and Nathan Zagura at PNC Bank in Menor on Plaza Boulevard. Travis Benjamin is here. He'll be joining our show in a little bit to talk a little bit about what took place Sunday and also what is coming up this week, this Sunday, looking ahead to the Browns' redemption game, we hope, against the Baltimore Ravens. Nathan Zagura back in the Dog Bowl in Berea, and we want to tell you that Brown season is here and the best fans in the NFL need their gear. Shop the new and improved selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or visit shop.clevelandbrowns.com. All right. Some tweets. You've been tweeting us. You call us, too, 216-578-0850, but you tweet us at Browns_daily. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, has got some tweets, right, Dave?
Yes, I do. Here, again, you can tweet at us at Browns_daily. By the way, Vic, I liked the picture here, by the way. It is.
The doggy. I had to put it at VICCARUCCI. I tweeted it out. Check it out. The guy did a really nice, he's a clown. Dressed up as a clown, and I want to call him a clown. I mean, he's a nice guy, but he came up and handed this to me, and it's very impressive.
All right, guys, from Jordan Clements at J Dog, an extra O there, one. What would be the main focus to work on if you were the Browns after this loss to Miami?
What would you main focus?
The main focus.
I'm going to say pass protection. Got to find a way to get right. I mean, it's a list we've got, but I'm going to prioritize pass protection. I'm going to say, you know, you can do some things schematically. This was something Rob Chudzinski talked about yesterday with the media and talked about with us also on Cleveland Browns Daily. But I think there's only so much you can do schematically. I think the rest of it is can you coach up the rest of these linemen, or especially O'Neal Cousins, but that whole right side, Mitchell Schwartz, can you coach them up well enough to do the right thing Sunday?
And I'll take it a step farther. I'll say it's just flat out the point of attack on offense, because it's more than just pass protection. They need to be able to establish the ground game with Trent Richardson. So to me, it's that offensive line controlling the point of attack and giving the playmakers on offense, whether it be wide receivers like Travis Benjamin, running back Trent Richardson, quarterback Brandon Whedon, the time and the opportunity and the lanes to make the big plays, because that's what this offense is going to need to stay in this game with Baltimore. Some big chunk plays. And if you look at the secondary, the Baltimore Ravens, they had a tough time with the team that is, you can't say in the same sense, the Denver Broncos pass attack and the Browns pass attack, but their secondary did not look very good in that game.
No, you're right about that, and I like your point about point of attack as well, because you got to find different ways to move the football. I would say on this list, the other thing I would do or put in as well is, you know, different ways to get receivers open or more separation, and how much can you do schematically to accomplish that. I think you can do some things.
Sure.
I've talked with some of the coaches about that as well. There are some things you can do schematically to draw some coverage away and manufacture some openings for people. But, hey, physically they got to do it too. And you also have to kind of have what you have. And you don't have, beyond a Travis Benjamin, you don't have a ton of speed in this particular receiving group. And I think more Devon Bess, more involvement in Bess in the offense would be very helpful as well. And then the other thing on this list is tightening things up in that secondary, improve the communications. We heard T.J. Ward talk about that.
And let me just add this about Trent Richardson. I remember coming on here early and saying, you know, he was getting just 1.6 yards down the field before he got hit last year, and that was unacceptable. Well, yesterday in the game, Sunday in the first game against Miami, Richardson averaged 2.5 yards after contact, which was actually eighth best in the NFL. The problem was he averaged just 3.6 yards a carry. So he was getting hit 1 yard, basically, after taking the ball. And believe it or not, he was second in the NFL with 8 missed or broken tackles behind only LeSean McCoy. So he had 8 of those on just 13 carries. McCoy had 9 on 31. So he fought and clawed and made the absolute most to get 3.6 yards a pop in that game against the Miami Dolphins. The offensive line must do better for Trent Richardson.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. The line's going to have to improve its game and, like you said, work better at the point of attack. Just do a better job blocking for the run. Bruce is on the cell with us on hold. Hey, Bruce.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me on, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Sure.
I'll tell you what. I want to say a couple of things. First of all, I have zero, zilch, no confidence whatsoever. Going into this game and looking at the offseason, we had this great offensive mind coming in here, Gore Turner, who was going to change things. I saw nothing out of quarterback. But beyond that, we ran the ball 13 times. 13. That's all. 13 times. Plus, the offensive line is supposed to be an offensive line that's a strength, and it was exposed as a total weakness. But not even that. When we talked about the offensive line, we understand, well, yeah, it's a strength, but it's a pass-blocking strength, not a run-blocking. As much as I don't like that, how much of that is just complete crap? Is there any one of those strengths that was shown to be any kind of a strength at all?
Well, yeah, let me slow you down. You hit about five. You're all over the lot, and I know you're mad because you should be. After a game like that, a lot of people are. Bruce, we thank you for the call. You're arbitrarily telling us what strengths are, and I'm not sure who you're attributing that to. If it's in your own mind or whatever. I don't know what we were saying was a true strength of this football team. You got an offensive line that came into the season with its top two starters at right guard hurt. That wasn't going to make it really strong, and you're asking a second-year guy to hold the fort at right tackle, and the jury, I think, is very much out on that. Now, I'm not saying that the rest of the position shouldn't have been viewed as solid or strong. Joe Thomas, six-time Pro Bowler, Alex Mack, outstanding center, and by most accounts, John Greco, pretty solid left guard. But you're saying you were sold, quote, a bunch of crap. The offense, I still believe that North Turner as a coordinator, and North Turner as a coordinator, as a play caller, and the scheme as a whole, is valid and worthy of showing out and doing things right. I don't think it's because they were doing a very poor job of coaching. I do think there was some poor playing being done, but the plays that were called, if you study this game, guys were open, situations were available that were not converted. I'm telling you, there were plays left on that field, a lot of them.
Yeah, and listen, it's also a different – the pass blocking was good last year. There are statistics that back it up. 27% of the time the Browns quarterback was under duress last year, one of the lowest marks in the league. It's a different offense. They're asked to hold their blocks a little bit longer, and I think one of the concerns that, you know, there were some whispers about heading into this season were maybe Mitchell Schwartz wasn't as good as his numbers led you to believe last season. And I think in week one, you know, you put him up against the very best in the NFL, and you say, okay – it was kind of a disaster. So it's tough to be a good offensive line when half of the or 40%, one side of the offensive line is struggling. I do think Mitchell Schwartz will be better as it goes on, but O'Neal Cousins certainly had a horrendous debut, as it were, at the right guard position. And the point of attack is going to be critical for this Browns team, because for Trent Richardson to be successful, he needs some room to run. For Brandon Whedon to get the ball down the field and make these big plays, he needs time to throw. I also think when Josh Gordon gets out there, that's going to help a lot, but he's still not back for another week, so you got to dance with what brung you in week number two against the Baltimore Ravens, and the offensive line certainly can help you do that. But to say that it was a strength, I think you have two guys who have proven to be very good. You had one player in John Greco who played well at the end of last year, but I think has gotten off to a pretty slow start, to be perfectly honest about it. I was not impressed, as you remember, Vic, in the preseason with his run blocking at all, and it's turned out to be it's starting the season that he struggled in that department as well, and Schwartz has got a little bit exposed as a pass blocker. So right now there are two great offensive linemen, one great, great offensive lineman in Joe Thomas, one very, very good offensive lineman in Alex Mack, and then you got a couple question marks in Schwartz and Greco, and one guy that right now is not very good. So only 40% of this line right now, what I say, is strong.
Yeah, I go along with that. Dino, what else you got in the way of tweets?
Oh, this could be my favorite of the week. From BrownsFan_42. If Whedon struggles, we don't want that, but if Whedon struggles, odds that Coach Chud turns to backup quarterback Nathan Zagura.
I don't know if he's seen me sling the pill, but, you know, I wouldn't mind being a clipboard holder at some point. Why not?
I can't lose you, buddy. I just got you here to be a partner on the show. Now I gotta. It's going to affect the show in a very bad way.
It's too, right. I'm too valuable to Browns.
You are. You're way too valuable. You're our MVP.
Please.
George in Cleveland is with us now. Hey, George.
You know what? As we were talking, yeah. George just hung up.
George hung up.
George had a great take.
We've had a lot of hang-ups here. A lot of calls. But so do we call these targets? These are like targets,
yes.
And then we didn't complete the target or didn't catch the targets.
I'm so bummed. George had
a good
targeting
take. Targeting us.
They are targeting us. Right. We need to convert, though. We got to convert these targets.
Travis Benjamin, wide receiver for the Browns, will be coming over to join us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And that is coming up. And stick around for much more of our broadcast from PNC Bank in Mentor on Plaza Boulevard. Vic Carucci here. Nathan Zagura back in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKR.